puddle or wave. And I don't care, because am I optimistic? I don't know.
Hello, and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for November 25th, 2018. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
That's me, and we have a special guest in the booth with us today. It's my daughter-in-law. You may have heard her on Substrate Radio and Transmission.
Hi.
Peyton Huey Stantis. Peyton
Hello.
H. Stantis. What do you go by?
Peyton H. Stantis. It's got to be like an exclamation.
Peyton H. Stantis.
No, like Peyton H. Stantis. Like you're angry. Be angry.
Let's try this again. Mm-hmm. And our special guest, Peyton H. Stantis.
There you go.
Okay. So that's it. So, yeah, this week in Prickly City, you actually read it this week.
I did. I'm a good daughter-in-law for 1 week.
That's all we can ask, really. Talk about throwing the phone away because it's causing all sorts of trouble. No?
That's next week.
That's next week? I read the wrong week?
You read the wrong week. Well, it's just today. It was today.
Oh, that's today.
It's for next week's podcast. It's for next week's podcast.
Oh.
Move back.
I'm sorry. I'm going to walk that back. So we talked about puddles and wave. Was it a blue wave or a blue puddle?
Right. People say Kyle of Lockhash says Orange County in California now devoid of Republicans. Almost 40 Democratic seats gained in the House. It's a blue something open to bias and prejudice as to what you want to call it.
Yeah. It didn't feel like a wave that night. I think we expected a much not as many close races. And so there were a lot of them. A lot of the races fell the Democrats' way. So, yeah, gaining 40 seats in the House is absolutely right. They've now roughly a 50-50 split in the number of Democrat and Republican governors in the in the United States. I don't know the numbers for state legislatures. So you guys can fill me in and tell me how wrong I'm not even going to say a number, so you can't tell me I'm wrong.
Right.
So any other comments?
So Curmudgeon 303 says, Stantis is going to have a blue, blue, blue Thanksgiving, Christmas, and a very blue 2020.
if it gets this guy out of the White House,
Actually, you kept saying if it's not a blue wave, you were going to leave the country.
Well, we may do it anyway. Things are getting weird here, man. They're just getting weird and weirder still. I mean, when the president of the United States okays another country murdering a journalist, there's something wrong with that.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. But then also, if it were anyone else, people would be like, that's terrible. That's awful. But some reason.
Could you imagine for a moment if Obama had done the same thing? Don't forget, Obama was not shy about killing people. He had more drone attacks than W. I mean, there was a lot of killing during the Obama administration. And
yeah, but he was suave.
Yeah.
Go for it, as long as you're suave and respectable.
So what else do we have?
Well, Cheapskate Zero says, the reason I don't call it a blue wave is because red tide is still growing in the Senate. Granted, that was because more Democrats were up for re-election than Republicans, something like 2-1. So statistically, I suppose it shouldn't have been a total surprise. It was said that Trump had the choice of fighting for 35 Senate seats or 435 House seats and made his choice appropriately. And from the looks of it, where Trump's nose stuck his nose in, his rubber stamp candidates won. Hence, I'm not about to call it a blue wave. However, J.V. Scanlon says the cause and effect is backward here. Donald campaigned for candidates at the polled show were likely to win so he could declare personal victory. Mm. You agree?
Yeah, well,
I believe that.
What happened in the Senate and the candidates he did campaign for, some of them lost, by the way. They didn't all win.
Mm-hmm.
But many of them did win, but they were pretty solid blue, red districts. So that didn't surprise me. What surprised me most was Florida. I just assumed that the blue wave would hit there. It didn't. Both the Senate and the gubernatorial race.
Much closer than people expected, though, right?
Yeah, but still, I expected a Democratic victory there.
Well, now if they have all those people who can vote, like the felons can now vote. What's like 1.5 million people got their rights back to vote after, like, for being a felon? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is that? I can't say it right now, but I think that will probably help.
Help what?
Switch it to blue.
Okay. Here's the thing. I want to walk this back half a step and just say, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, I'm going to mention it again. When I say I thought it would be this and I expected that, it doesn't mean I wanted that to happen necessarily. It just means that as someone who views and watches politics and has for 40 plus years now, there are still things that can surprise me, and I'm analyzing it more than I'm saying that what I wanted to happen. There are some very good Republican candidates. There's some real stinkers, you know? I mean, and frankly, like Governor Scott was a, you know, and who was it, the Secretary of State in?
Kemp?
Yeah, in Georgia. In Georgia. I mean, I'm sorry, you don't tell people they can't vote. I really am for most people voting. I actually had an interesting discussion with a Republican friend of mine who disagreed with me. I think we should go towards what they have in Australia, which is mandatory voting. If you don't vote, you get fined. And so they have 98% turnout. The results are their government is pretty moderate. It goes left to center, right to center, kind of goes back and forth, but never swings wildly in one direction. His take was that people are morons and shouldn't be allowed to vote. And so the fewer of them who vote, the better. I disagree with that. I think it would.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a swell guy.
Maybe morons are pretty good at getting to the polls and voting anyway.
Sure. Anyway, so that's what happened. So was it a wave? It wasn't, because the Senate also gained. There was a very nominal gain for the Republicans in the Senate. So you don't have, if you got both houses, then I think you'd see this administration end in impeachment, to tell you the truth.
Well, Kat Kattu says, yes, it was definitive. We will have 2 years of political gridlock while each side points fingers at the other side, blaming the House/Senate for all of the issues. Nothing has really been solved, folks. We just kicked the can down the road for another 2 years.
I don't disagree with that at all. You are going to have gridlock like you've never seen before. And what makes me frustrated in that could help Donald Trump get reelected is he now has a foil. He now has someone that he can say, look, I tried to do this, but, you know, they were huge in my way. That's the worst Donald Trump imitation in the world. But.
Your voice is too deep.
Yeah, it is. He has a high voice, actually. And he smacks his
lip.
That's
why I don't trust him.
Is it the high voice?
Yeah, not that's it.
The hair.
Nothing
or
else.
Things he says or anything like that.
You know, so I'm not optimistic about 2020 as optimistic. I mean, everyone's presuming that he'll lose. I'm not presuming anything. He's got numbers that are roughly the same as Obama's were when he ran for re-election in 2012. So, you know, there's nothing set in stone, folks. And if you don't get the vote out, especially if young folks don't, I'm looking at you, Peyton.
Oh, I voted.
All right.
I offered to take people in a caravan. Let's go vote together. A bunch of people did that where I'm from.
And then they stopped. Trump's people stopped you through.
They did.
Through
cow's blood. They threw cow blood on me.
That's not true. She's kidding.
They threw donkey blood on me.
She's kidding. So, I mean, now you live down in Alabama. And
yes.
So, I mean, that's.
Yeehaw.
And you're left of center. You're pretty liberal. We love you anyway.
As you should, because I love everyone.
You do.
Give them all my money. Take all my things. I don't need
it. But that's got to be weird to be. Have your politics in a place that is so flippin' red. It was, and I'm, you know, I went down there as a Republican. It's the only place on the whole planet where I was called a liberal with a straight face.
Yeah. I mean, it's intense, but I do live in the little blue bubble in the middle of Alabama. So I think a lot of people, we were all out telling people to vote, and everyone that we were around in the city is like, yeah, we're going to vote. And we didn't think about rural Alabama. I think everybody gets really excited, like, oh, we're all going to vote, all of my friends who are inclined to vote the same way I am. And then rural Alabama comes in and will never not be red.
Yeah, and for those of you unfamiliar with Alabama politics, take a look at Tom Parker.
Look at him.
Well, just look at him. He's Roy Moore light. He's not quite as smart as Roy Moore.
Mm-mm.
He's a third less intelligent than your regular Roy Moore, and he's also lazy as hell. I mean, I've disliked him for ever since we met him, because he literally would write one or fewer opinions a year. He was an associate chief justice. Now he's an associate justice on the state Supreme Court.
So now isn't that a good thing? The
what?
Less he writes, the better?
Maybe, but he's also going to push the court in the same direction as Roy Moore. I mean, he's going to insist that they have, you know, stone idols and Ten Commandments. And
Are they expecting people to walk into rooms and read them? And remind themselves of the Ten Commandments. I don't understand why you need them up in public.
I don't have a problem with them. Historically, they're in a lot of legislatures across the country. It's one of the, you know, it's the idea of law, and that the law is handed down, and this is where the law comes from. I get all that stuff, and I mean, but
But why fight for it so harshly?
Yeah, well, because why not? Because it's easy. Because it's,
there are so many other things you could worry about.
Okay, people like it.
And what? Okay, and I've said this,
I don't.
I've said this before. You're married to my son. What did I tell my son? 96% of people are
sleep. I don't know. Stupid.
Yes.
Janine's feeding me lines.
96% of people aren't very bright, and they do it on purpose. It's easy to be stupid. You don't have to think. That's why, you know, you can watch Fox News 8 hours a day, and it'll tell you how to think. You can watch MSNBC 8 hours a day. It'll tell you how to think. You don't have to think for yourself. And that's why you have things like Ten Commandments. It's a super simple thing to understand. I like God. God good. God stone on good be building in. That's why that happens.
I can't read them, but I want them up. Just the idea of them, their aura, it's good for them.
Why are there X's and lines next to them?
That ain't numbers. We don't use that.
Those are Roman numerals. Use American numerals.
Foreigners.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Well, listen, I'm up here in Illinois. It is not better up here. Third most segregated city in America. Mm. You know, so
corrupt
as hell. Yeah, so listen, I'm not going to stand up here and diss Alabama, just Alabama. I'm going to diss everybody because I hate everybody.
Yeah, as you should.
Yes, that's the joy. And should I leave it on that? Or do we have other comments
you want? That sounds good. Well, we got others, but...
Okay, we're going to cut it short this week. So, because we're just getting out of the Thanksgiving weekend and...
And I'm hungry.
And Peyton needs bow.
I need buns.
On that, we're going to walk away and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the antics of Carmen and Winslow, please do so by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. That's gocomics.com/prickly city. Leave a comment. Maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, please do so at PricklyCity@gmail.com. That's PricklyCity@gmail.com. Again, thank you, Peyton.
Thank you.
Thank you,
this
Janine.
Was fun.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brian, our wonderful producer. Thank you, WGN and WGN Plus, for letting us use your equipment and for posting our podcast. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.